Though I managed to be one of the only neurotic Jewish kids growing up in the 70s and 80s to stay out of a shrink's office, I did eventually dip my toe in those waters. Or to be more accurate, I waded into therapy with the eagerness of a dehydrated camel sloshing into an oasis mud puddle. I wallowed in therapy of all kinds. And since that first series of appointments, I have spent hundreds of hours in the offices of psychiatrists and psychologists, wearing my unique ass print into so many leather couches. I enjoyed these sessions. I'm analytical and an extrovert, so I enjoy picking apart my life and my feelings, especially with people I'm paying for the privilege. And even though I am a cynic about all things countercultural, nothing makes me roll my eyes faster than a shiksa gliding down the kombucha aisle in her Lululemons. I have, on occasion, even abandoned mainstream therapy for the decidedly alternative. Like in my 8th month of pregnancy with my second child, desperate to avoid another cesarean section, I engaged in a series of sessions of hypnotherapy during which I rebirthed my oldest child. This would, the hypnotist promised, guarantee a vaginal birth this time. I lay on her couch, knees up around my ears, as she guided me in excruciating detail through the vaginal birth I did not have. Together, we imagined every twisting contraction, the burn of crowning, the exertion of pushing. I panted, I moaned, I gritted my teeth and bore down. It turns out that the only thing one is guaranteed to produce by such efforts is a massive and propulsive fart.